Hello and happy Friday, people. This is Rashida Jackson and you are listening to Focused Friday. How have you guys been? It's been 2 weeks exactly since I've been here last. I apologize for the delay. One Friday, I'm gonna be honest with you, I was so busy I didn't even get a chance to record that Friday. The next Friday, I had a couple things going on and it was just wise not to record that day to try to get some continuity and things like that with the content that I'm posting on here. So now I'm back. I will say that on TurnMyLifeUp.com, the Focus Friday series, is over, but you can still go back and listen to the blogs and learn about how to stay focused in this new year with your goals, with the things that you are wanting to accomplish this year, because everybody wants to be productive. At least I would hope they would like to be. Anyway, this episode is going to be talking about being real with yourself, and especially in the area of your time. I'll give you a story from my own life. Last year, I had a list of 10 goals that I was working on, was very focused on those 10 goals. But then at the end of the year, I started to get a little disorganized. I had something emotional and kind of emotionally traumatic that happened about the same time that I had that terrible season that I told you guys about in 2016. It was about that same time. And I allowed myself to get into a slump. Now, I don't know if anybody else could see it, but I could. It just really set my life off. Everything was just off. And so all of this year and the end of last year, I've been taking the time to get back on course. Praise the Lord, I was able to keep up Focus Friday during that because it became one of my main priorities. But in that time, I had different people who were asking me to do things. Now, I already have Focus Friday that I'm doing. I'm a stay-at-home wife. I have a business that my husband runs and that I help him with. And then on top of that, I was beginning a part-time job again. I had taken a year off from actually working in an actual job, and I started working part-time again. And so I had different people asking me. One day it would be, hey, could you help me sell some things? I say, sure. I had another day that some people said, well, could you help me design some graphics for me? I say, sure. another day, somebody was asking me, just different things were coming left and right throughout the week. Well, I found myself in a position where at the end of the week, I have all these different commitments and I didn't pray about some of these things. I didn't consider God, like, God, what do you want me to do? And slowly but surely, my schedule was being filled back up to a place where I had struggled before, and I didn't want that again, but that's what was happening. And the reason it was happening is because I wasn't being real with myself about how much time my current commitments were going to take. And I'm sure if you haven't had an experience like that, you might have like this, you might have friends that are like this, those, friends that will call and say, oh, I'm gonna call you back. And then 3 weeks later, they still haven't called. Or the friend that you invite to an event, or friends that you invite to an event, they say, oh, I'm gonna come. And then they don't show up. Or you have the friend that says, oh yeah, I can help you with that. And then it doesn't happen. And so many people, I hear this so much, that people are like, well, I don't have time for X, Y, Z, or dot, 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 whatever you want to fill in there. But in the experience that I have experienced within the last year of how to focus on the things that God wants you to focus on and how to achieve goals in a strategic way that is pleasing to God, and it's not something that I'm just trying to get my goals together and do the things that I just have always wanted to do. I've seen that people say they don't have time, but realistically, you do have time. It's just, what are you giving that time to? I'll give you an example from this week. If you've heard me in my past podcast, and if you haven't, go back and listen to them. I talk about how to break down your goals into manageable chunks so that you can get them accomplished. I have some things from the season that I had at the end of the year where I allowed myself to get into a very low state, you know, because of the emotional trauma that I experienced. I had some things that were waiting that shouldn't have been, that were affecting my life financially and otherwise. So I had to get those things done. So those have been on my top priority for this first quarter, in addition to Focus Friday. So with that being said, I set a 2-week sprint to help me get those things done. Reading over government papers, calling different people, making different phone calls, and fulfilling certain promises that I committed to last year that I had not finished. And what I said is, I said, oh, well, I know I got those things. I can handle that. And I looked at my schedule, and my schedule was like pretty packed because, like I said, I'm working and I have other things going on. But I said, you know what? I think I have time. I can, you know, I had been wanting to paint my bed for the longest. And I said, you know what? I have time. That's what I'll do on my off day. I'll just take a day. I'm not going to go to work because I work as a substitute teacher. So I get to pick the days that I'm able to go to work. So I said, I'm not going to go to work. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just focused on painting my bed by myself, nobody with me. I just want you to keep that in your mind while I'm telling this story. So that was Monday. And mind you, I had 4 things that were very pertinent that I needed to do within the next 2 weeks. They had to be done because if not, I'm not keeping my word and I'm not getting things done that are hindering me financially. But I had the extra income to paint the bed and I was so excited about it. So I went ahead and did it. That was Monday. My husband told me, he said, I don't think you're going to get it done. I'm like, oh, I could do it. Monday night, I go pick him up from work. Babe, I didn't finish the bed, but I did. I'm trying to cover that up. Tuesday, still working on painting the bed. And the reason this was so challenging is because the bed is black and I wanted it white. And I was using chalk paint. And maybe the recipe that I had was diluted because what I've heard is that chalk paint is usually more pigmented. And also, this was a dark piece of furniture, so it just took me a lot longer. So I spent all day Tuesday working on the bed and resting because of how much time it took. Tuesday night, I'm still not done with the bed. I said, okay, babe, tomorrow I'm going to finish it. And what happened was, is there were some parts on the bed that couldn't dry because of the way that I had the bed sitting. I did some things backwards. So Wednesday, I finished that up. Now, Wednesdays are the days that I also go and volunteer at church. I had 2 volunteer assignments that took the majority of my day on Wednesday. In addition to that, I needed to finish this bed. Obviously, at this point, you can see that I did not manage my time well at all with that. And then I finished my 2 volunteer assignments, and I decided to pick up an extra job so that I can make some more money and do grocery shopping at the same time. All this is happening on Wednesday. Thursday, and so I finished the bed. Finally, we put the bed back together. I was able to sleep in our new white bed. I feel great about the room, but I'm physically exhausted. Didn't go to bed till late. Thursday, I get up. And I have to be in a work assignment for 7:45. Now, it was the easy work assignment for as far as subbing is concerned because somebody else was teaching the class. But that's still a large part of my day taken up because I worked the whole 8 hours. Came home and had a date with my husband. When he left for his men's meeting at church, I crashed. I went to sleep. And then turned around Friday. Lo and behold, I thought I was going to get some other things done and get some rest. Turns out that wasn't the case because we woke up to a leak in our tire, or the tire of the truck that we are stewarding right now. So we had to go take care of that. I had to go take care of that, get somebody to come out, change the tire out, drive all the way to the other side of town so I can get this patch because that was the only place that carried nitrogen and that's where the truck was bought. So it was better to go there. All that being said is that I had so many different things that I thought I was going to be able to do. And I didn't touch most of anything that I said was very important, but I thought I could do all these other things and get what I wanted done. But because I wasn't realistic with how much time this would take, the fact that I might need help with the bed being painted and all of these different things, because of that, my whole week got shifted. Thank God all things work together for your good. But because of that, so much of my time was eaten up and so many important things weren't getting taken care of. And so I shared my experiences to put on your heart and your mind for you to consider, what are some things that are eating up your time that are hindering your productivity? Could it be that you're spending too much time in a recreational activity? Like me, sometimes I spend way too much time on YouTube. Are you taking part in another project that is hindering you from doing the things that you should be doing and that are hindering other areas of your life, such as family, work, your goals for the year, whatever it may be? Think about those things and really consider it. Now, in the blog post for Turn My Life Up, for this topic that I'm talking about, there is a link to what's something that Tyrusville Foy talks about, which is a time map. And I highly suggest, if you are feeling like someone who doesn't have time, you know, you always find yourself saying, I don't have time for XYZ. Or if you feel like at the end of the day, you've got nothing done and, you know, it's just like, oh, I wish I had more hours in the day. You might have the more hours in the day. You just have to find out what it's being eaten up by and does it align with your priorities at that point. And so how you do the time map is you print out this sheet of paper. What I did is I did it on my phone because it was easier for me to type it in because the phone is always with me. And then I can color code it and physically see what it was that was taking up my time when I was done with the end of the week. The time map specifically is an Excel spreadsheet or a number spreadsheet where you write out every single hour of the day what you are doing from sun up to sun down. I even put sleep hours in there. It just helps me to see how much sleep I'm getting even. In the original time map, I don't think it was in there, but this time map it is. And the one that I have linked on there is probably the original time map. But anyway, you can adjust it so that you can add the sleep hours in there. But I wanted to see everywhere where my time was going. And when I personally did this, I took 2 weeks to do it because my time fluctuated so much because of the different organizations that I was helping with. And I saw that I was spending a lot more time doing things for other people and not working on the things that was going to help me get to where I needed to be so that I can do the things that God told me to do. And so I encourage you this week, if you're hearing this right now, go ahead and listen to, go and read on the Turn My Life Up blog. I put the link in the description of this podcast and read over that blog, download the time map and track your time over the next week. And so that when we do come to next week and I talk about how to plan your week successfully so that you can be productive, you can kind of see what it is that you have been spending your time on. If you've ever done the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University course, he does something very similar with finances. He says, take all the receipts and track where your money's going. Well, this is the same thing that you're doing with your time. And I'm even kind of encouraged after I've had this week, and God has really been talking to me a whole lot about regaining my focus. And it's kind of like, what? I've been doing this Focus Friday blog and series, and it's like, I should be the one that's focused, right? And God's even wanting me to be even more focused in some of the things that He's asked me to do, because true focus is when you have focused on what God has told you to do, not when you've done what you think should be done. Selah, pause and think about that. This has become a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. Love you guys so much. I'm so excited to be back on Anchor and to go listen to some of the episodes that I've been missing. Shout out to everybody who has been listening as I have been gone. Thank you so much for the support, and I will see you guys next week.